Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
So we like football here at the Carson Anderson Program, and last night there were two Monday night games. And the first game, you know, I'm watching Baker Mayfield. And I'm watching Baker Mayfield get the football back with, you know, just over a minute to go. Maybe it was just over 2 minutes. No, it was inside 2 minutes, wasn't it? It was late. And he had to go length of field and score a touchdown. And he put together one of these gutsy drives that included, you know, him a 4th and 10 scramble where he somersaulted. He didn't somersault for the first down, but he just got in the first down. Then he gets hit and does a somersault. Gets up limping. He's getting in guys' faces. He's completing passes downfield, short, scrambling around, getting in defenders' faces. And he puts in one of these, you know, gutsy type of late.
Really gutty character.
And it's the first.
Full of grit.
Yeah. Was it the first they put the stat up there that he was the first quarterback and Tampa's the first team to win both of their first two games with like their last possession needing a touchdown, driving down, scoring it? And I'm thinking, this is the same Baker Mayfield that was an emergency break glass quarterback for the Rams a few years ago when they were playing in Seattle. And the Lions needed the Rams to win. And Mayfield got put in the game and had to leave him on a late drive. And right now, Baker looks like one of those guys. You give him the football at the end of a game, he's going to go win it. He's going to go win it. But.
Alas.
Remember that?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that did happen, that. Right?
No.
He's the same guy. Right now, he looks like this dude who will not be denied. He's unstoppable.
Baker Mayfield was waived by the Carolina Panthers. That's real. Okay? I give him credit, man. I thought he was donezo. And he's one of the better quarterbacks in this league. And Tampa's a really, really good team.
I just watching this thing last night, and I've seen him with Baker the last couple of years. And I'm just like, how is this guy's career arc? Remember when he first joined the league and he was State Farm funny guy? Lived in the stadium. Remember all that? And everybody in Goodwill.
Cleveland and the whole
then
thing.
He lost his shine. Man, did he lose his shot. Waived by the Panthers. Emergency break glass quarterback for the Rams.
And he has completely reinvented himself. Yeah, I mean, it looked like his career was flatlined. Or he was big time bust. And I had no faith in the guy. I would rip him every chance I could. And
yeah, you did.
Well, in that game with the Rams, it didn't help him at all.
No.
But I give him all the credit. He has completely resurrected his career with the Buccaneers, and he has become, he epitomizes what grit really is. You know, for the quarterback position, he is tough as nails. He'll take the hit. He scrambles. He runs for the extra yard and, you know, gets flipped all over the place. Doesn't matter. And he's got a good arm. He's a good quarterback. I'm not going to say he's a great quarterback. I think he's a good quarterback, and, you know, they'll need him in that division. What he is good enough, and he's got good players around him too. So that's the team that probably should win that division. I still don't really like him though.
Why don't
I can
like
respect him. I can't forget
about that Rams game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Lions still went out. And they did what they had to. They were at Green Bay and they beat the Packers. You know, you had sad Aaron Rodgers had to walk off the field, his last game ever. His last pass was an interception. Oh, so sad. Too bad.
No, the Rams games was first, right?
That's yeah, what made that, I know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Lions still went out and did the job because that's a credit to Dan Campbell and getting his team fired up. And, hey, we may not be making a playoff.
They were in the 4 o'clock window, right? They were in the 4 o'clock window when the Lions had the Sunday night game. His first contract with Cleveland, Baker Mayfield made like $30 million. And then he was a Carolina, he was making $3.5 million. When he was with the Rams, he made $1.3 million. Now he's back up to making $26 million. Like, that guy was on his way. His next stop was Winnipeg, if any stop in football.
So you say he's making $26 million
now? I think it is, yeah.
Until when is his contract up? Because he's about to cash in.
Well, he signed a 3-year deal because when he first got to Tampa, he only signed a 1-year deal. They didn't know he was going to be good or not. It was a prove it deal. He proved it, and then he got the 3-year extension.
So what's
after
left
that.
On it? Because he's gonna.
Oh, that was 2024 is when he signed the new deal.
So he's got one more year after this.
Yeah, he's going to cash in for north of 40 for sure.
He's 30 years old. The way he plays the game, though, I don't know if he is going to cash in because the way he plays the game. It feels like TikTok. Longevity becomes
a thing. You got to pay quarterbacks.
I know, but I just don't know if he can survive it.
He may not get the 5-year, you know, $230 million deal, but a 3-year deal, I could see that happening for him where he gets paid $45 to $50 million.
Oh, he had that feeling, that look last night that if you need a drive at the end of a game to win it, you want Baker Mayfield leading that drive. Hard to believe that that's the same guy.
And the Browns have Joe Flacco.
Dude, it's hysterical. The Browns could have this guy. Yeah, they got Joe Flacco, and they've got trillions of dollars wrapped up in Deshaun Watson.
I know. It's crazy.
It is crazy. And they could just have had the guy that they drafted, Baker Mayfield.
You can't even be like, I wish we had him. You had him. You literally had him.
God, that was a smart team that took it. That was us. Oh, the Browns. I mean, we're not really in a position to laugh at people given the history over here, but
it's okay.
Can we laugh? I guess we can giggle a little bit now. Giggle a little bit now.
Giggle a little bit, yeah.
Just a quick follow-up. People have asked. There was no Jared Goff interview today because of the Monday night game next week. We will be talking with Jared tomorrow. And yes, look forward to asking about the Ford Field Leap, how the Ford Field Leap went. Whether or not we're going to see this again from Jared. I feel like he may be, knowing Jared, he'll be I got to do better. He's the kind of guy that'll say.
Oh, 100%. He'll talk about the missed pass he had in the first half.
No, I'm talking about the leap. He's going to talk about how he has to do better on the leap.
Well, he addressed that after the game, that it was just, he's disappointed. It looked like almost, I mean, the lack of ability, it's like, I don't know if he understands it's the jump and twist motion you have to make when you're trying to do that, or if he just couldn't, it was too high for him to jump because he doesn't have the vertical, or was he tripped on the way into it?
Maybe just now,
think that's the question we have to ask, and that's how we ask it. Which one of these is probably most appropriate for to describe what the failure was in the game?
Do you see he's got to overcome injury? He's got to play hurt now?
Yeah.
According to Adam Schefter,
not playing, Doug. He's
Sean
not
McVay says he tore his plantar fascia while coaching the Rams to victory over the Tennessee Titans last Sunday.
He's just a coach. He's not a player, Doug.
He's got to overcome.
No matter how much he thinks he is.
Speaking of gutsy and grit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show? It's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Good God.
He's got that dog in him. He's like the Baker Mayfield of coaches.
He is like the Baker. That's a great call.
He's just, you know what he's doing? He's just following Matt Patricia's example. You know, when Patricia was on the sideline with the...
same category?
Yeah.
One won the Super Bowl, and the other one was a disaster.
Like, Patricia won Super Bowls, just not as a head coach.
No. He came up just shy of that.
They both suck.
Well, it was an entertaining first game. Houston's got to cut down on the penalties. I opted out of the second game. Kang, even you opted out of the second
game. Yeah, I watched up to the fourth quarter, and I'm like, this is getting late. Geno's just throwing picks. And then I see Tom Brady looking handsome in the owner's box. Or no, it wasn't even the owner's box. It was coach's booth, right, Gator? I'm not sure. What they let this guy get away with a lot. I think
even I am like, all right.
Well, the NFL's making statements now on what he can and cannot do. Like, should we even be doing this?
He's done with the meetings. He could be in the booth, yeah. But he's done with the meetings.
Yeah.
Let's bring in Rico Beard. What's up, man?
Hey, you opted out of the Raiders Chargers game?
I did.
Yeah, you didn't miss much.
Doesn't sound like it.
No. No, they should have just had one game, and it should have just been the Texans and the Bucks, and it would have been a great Monday night.
It was an entertaining game. It was kind of sloppy, but it was entertaining.
Yeah, it was like eating that third Coney dog. Like, yeah, you probably should have stopped that too.
yeah, with a third one.
Right, but in the end, you probably should have stopped that too.
What do you guys got planned coming up next?
We're going to start the show off. Mike has a sports admission. And we have no idea what it is. He's going to let us know. Got a little MSU at 3 and some Tigers around the 5 o'clock hour.
Have a great show.
Thanks, man. And yes, you bastards, go enjoy the day.
Hey, everybody out there, stay safe and truly treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.